Bible reading number 316, Acts 19, verses 23 through 41. Trouble in Ephesus. However, during that time, there was some bad trouble in Ephesus. It was about the way. This is how it all happened. There was a man named Demetrius, a silver worker. He made little silver models which looked like the temple of the goddess Artemis. The men who did work like this made lots of money from it. Demetrius had a meeting with some other men who did the same kind of work. Demetrius told them, "Men, you know that we make a lot of money from our business, but Paul has influenced many people. He has done this in Ephesus and all over the whole country of Asia. Look at what this man Paul is doing. Listen to what he is saying. He says that the gods which men make are fake. This might turn the people against our work. But there is also another danger. People will begin to think that the temple of the great goddess Artemis is not important. Her greatness will be destroyed. Artemis is the goddess that everyone in Asia and the whole world worships." When the men heard this, they became very angry. The men shouted, "Artemis, the goddess of the city of Ephesus, is great." All the people in the city became very upset. The people grabbed Gaius and Aristarchus, men from Macedonia. These men always traveled with Paul. Then all the people ran together to the stadium with a single purpose. Paul wanted to go in and talk to the mob, but the followers of Jesus wouldn't let him go. Also, some leaders of Asia were friends of Paul. These leaders sent a message begging him not to come into the stadium. Some people were yelling one thing, and others were yelling something else. The meeting was very confused. Most of the people didn't even know why they had come there. The Jews had a man stand before the people. His name was Alexander. The Jews told him what to do. Alexander waved his hand because he wanted to explain things to the mob. But when the crowd realized that Alexander was a Jew, they all continued shouting together for 2 hours. They shouted, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians! Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" Then the main city official made the crowd be quiet. He said, "Men of Ephesus, everyone knows that Ephesus is the city which keeps the temple of the great goddess Artemis and her holy rock. No one can say that this is not true. So you should be quiet. You must stop and think before you do anything wrong. You have brought these men Gaius and Aristarchus here, even though they have not stolen anything from the temple of our goddess or said anything bad about her. We have courts of law, and there are judges. Do Demetrius and those men who work with them have a charge against anyone? They should go to the courts. That is where they can accuse each other. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Then come to the regular town meeting of the people. It can be decided there. I say this because someone might see this trouble today and claim that we were rioting. We could not explain all of this trouble because there is no real reason for this mob." After the city official said these things, he told the people to go home. Then all of the people left.